a young lad that we've, you know, taken him from Luton, and I think he's one, you know, for the future. I think anything he achieves this year will be a big bonus for us. So, but he's a player with real potential, and hopefully, you know, he can come here and, you know, be a big asset to the club and for a few years to come.
And whether it's starting, whether it's being off the bench, he's got that little bit of pace and a little bit of something that can change a game up a bit.
Yeah, oh, he's very, very quick. And, you know, as I say, I think he's come from you know, sort of non-league and, you know, into Luton and done very well. And that's another step up for him. But, as I say, well, I think we've really brought him in with an eye to the future for the club. But, you know, this year, as you say as well, he'd be an asset to us because he's got that bit of pace that can unsettle anybody. He's lightning quick, so looking forward to getting him involved.
In terms of your resources up front, what news on Shay Adams? How long will he be out, and how close is Lucas?
Well, Shay's done, you know, he's done a hamstring, and so we just don't know really at the moment. He's going for a scan this morning. Lunchtime, and we'll see the result of the scan. And Lucas is available tomorrow. I don't think he's available for 90 minutes, but he's, you know, at the moment we can't afford to break him down. He's had a calf strain, so but he's back in the squad, which is good news.
In terms of, I know how hard you're working in terms of other incomings. Is there anything else close? I know the lad Anazi thinks he's coming because he keeps on being on social media about it.
There's nothing. Hopefully he's closer than, you know, as close as he thinks he is. But until he gets here, I don't. You know, I'm one of them. I've been close to so many players this summer. I must have broke a world record for being close to people but not getting them. So hopefully we'll get one or two through the door this time.
One of the biggest challenges, you know, in the Championship as a manager is when you've got these back-to-back home games, Sunday and Tuesday, get a good result in the first one. Very difficult to make it 2 out of 2, isn't it?
Well, it's a big game. You know, we've got a couple of big games this week. You know, we need to build on that win on Saturday now and get some good points this week at the two games, you know. So, but every game in this league is tough. I mean, everybody competes and difficult to beat, and Bolton won't be any different. They'll come here, and I've got a lot of respect for their manager. I think he's an outstanding manager, Phil Parkinson. So they'll be well organised, and they'll have a real go.
There's no reason to expect that they won't bed themselves quite well back in the Championship after promotion, is there?
No, Bolton's another good club, and it's a great stadium, great tradition, and I don't know what's happened to their training ground. They did have a fantastic training ground. I'm not sure whether it's been sold or what, but. No, it's it's a club that us older chaps would look back and say was, you know, one of the clubs in England. So it's good to see them get promoted again last year, and hopefully they're back on the way up.
You mentioned Bolton. You've had them watched. What can the fans expect to see from Bolton?
They'll be well organised. So they play free at the back. They're strong. They're good on set plays. And Phil's got an absolute maximum out of what he's got there. You know, he's done a great job with them. So, no, it'd be a tough game for us.
We saw last year they put it in for 90 minutes. You're in for a tough. If you're going to get 3 points, you're going to have to work hard for them.
Oh, for sure you will. You'll have to work hard to get anything out of this out of them. You know, but we did on Saturday. In all honesty, we stuck at it Saturday. You know, it wasn't easy at first half. They were good, Bristol City, but we bounced back after that early goal, and to get the win, you know, was. Everyone conspired against us, you know, 3 injuries, a sending off. I mean, it couldn't have been much worse, but we came through it in the end, so it showed a lot of character from the players.
Have you appealed against the sending off?
Yeah, I don't know what's happened. Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens with it. We looked at it again. I wouldn't appeal if I didn't think it was, but he's coming. It's a sideways tackle. It's not a straight leg tackle, a studs up tackle. He's tried to hook the ball. And the worst way to trip the player, I couldn't see a red card, but we'll wait and see.
How important over the season will this never say die attitude that you've got in your team and the desire? I mean, ability you're trying to bring in, but how important is that?
Well, you need that, don't you? I mean, that's what kept us up last couple of games of the season, but, you know, you have to show that every week. I mean, you know, you can look back over the year, obviously it was missing for a long part of the season last year, so it wouldn't have been in the position we was in. So, and I wouldn't be stood here now. But no, we've got to have that. You've got to have that work. We've got to work. We've got to have that desire. And I think it's been shown. I mean, people like Clayton Donaldson has not stopped working. Mm. Two games, his last couple of games, I think he's been excellent. Led the line. You know, it was our only strike when Che went up there on his own and really put a shift in. So, you know, with that type of attitude, and everybody would be okay.
Just going back to Isaac, if I can, talking to him, and he says, you know, asking me strengths, and you hear a lot of nonsense sometimes from footballers, but he says, I want to be a nuisance to defenders. That's refreshing.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. He's quick, he's strong, and yeah, I'm looking forward to getting him in. You know, I love a bit of pace, and I like people that can do things, you know. But as I say, we brought him in really with an eye to the future, but let's hope the future comes quicker than we, you know, as quick as it can. Because if he comes in and does what, you know, we hope he can do, gets in the team, and it's going to be a big bonus for us.
Oh, you have to throw him into the squad for tomorrow?
Oh, he'll be in the squad tomorrow, yes. Yeah, definitely in the
squad. Must.
He'll be on the bench, so you know, hopefully if he comes on, he can come on and do a bit for us. I'm sure he can.